Well, good Christmas morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Wednesday for our Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 15, verse 18, and we'll be reading all the way through John chapter 16, verse 4. And here Jesus tells his disciples that they will suffer persecution because they have chosen to believe in and follow him. He promises to send the Helper, the Spirit, who will come from God the Father and who will reveal the truth about God. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading in John chapter 15 and verse 18. If the world hates you, just remember that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, then the world would love you as its own. But I choose you from this world, and you do not belong to it. That's why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. Slaves are not greater than their master. If people persecuted me, they will persecute you too. If you obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. But they will do all this to you because you are mine, for they do not know the one who sent me. They would not have been guilty of sin if it had not come, if I had not come, and spoken to them. As it is, they no longer have any excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. They would not have been guilty of sin if I had not done among them the things that no one else has ever did. As it is, they have seen what I did, and they hate both me and my Father. This, however, was bound to happen so that it was written in their law may come true. They hated me for no reason at all. The Helper will come, the Spirit, who reveals the truth about God and who comes from the Father. I will send him to you from the Father, and he will speak about me. And you too will speak about me because you have been with me from the very beginning. I have told you this so that you will not give up your faith. You will be expelled from the synagogues, and the time will come when those who kill you will think that by doing this, they are serving God. People will do these things to you because they have not known either the Father or me. But I have told you this, so that when the time comes for them to do these things, you will remember what I told you. Now, this is a very difficult time in the life of Jesus. He knows that his imminent death, is just around the corner, and he's getting a lot of this last-minute teaching in to his disciples. And to let them know that, yes, there are difficult times coming for those who follow him, because if the world rejected him, it would reject his followers. Since the world hated him, then the world will hate his followers. That's you, and that's me. So as we remember this beautiful Christmas season, the birth of our Savior, remember that the world accepts the baby in the manger because the baby in the manger makes no demands upon them. But the Jesus on the cross does. But it's that Jesus that has forgiven us our sins, and who has brought us into his kingdom. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, keep me close to you and strong in faith. You are my Lord and my Savior, and I am your disciple. May I never stray from your teachings. Give me a spirit of boldness to proclaim the good news of your love and salvation. Amen. Okay, and, oh, today's key verse is John chapter 15, verse 26, where Jesus said, "The Helper will come, the Spirit who reveals the truth about God and who comes from the Father." Well, that brings our time together on this Christmas morning to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading John chapter 16, verse 4 through 15, where Jesus tells his disciples that the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth about God. Until tomorrow, then, beloved, may God richly, richly bless you.